Hoji dadin ve cidan dadin idan ni Hoji da ona da kerim la loba di Zogrum janda mukkur ngama gumbi Temba toba na shama la bhova yenam si ta Trava guni samyarana trava jiku Ondi yang di manna Jiga dravdab jen gunjiga tam jen Tan jiga nama gumba arayasi na Da trava kong ni shuwa yena Da trava kong ni shu Dela da len da yong yuwariwa Dina yendu dan dala si Lam jela jiga nikab ka guni Da li dambu wa si Dambu sarda gumya ka kakka Tiso ka chiram chig Da li dambu wa dam si Da dambu Da dini nywa di ishi wa Chonzi wa ba si Da dila jiga ishi wa shanam rao Chiram ka chiram gumya ka chiram di ishi Shiva Chongze Vapa Kurchi Jigda Di Nyuandavu Kumru Nyuandavu Di Kavindimi Da Sambadi Yishi La Chongze Vantabha Siti Kumru Sambandavu Yindimi Da Shiva Di Yishi La Yantabha Vantabha Kanzao Di Yershini Yisi Da Nikab Yishishak Yudimi
Now, we continue with a question here. So this is rhetorical, more or less. Now, do this training in the generation stage move to the later focal circle when they obtain stability through meditating on the former focal circle, as in the completion stage, or is it through meditating on the entire sadhana from beginning to the end in a single session? And in answer to that, there are four types of practitioners, and they are differentiated by means of the time that the path is generated in their continuum. We have, first of all, the beginners, right? So when you initially start doing those practices, you're just a beginner. Then as you continue a little bit with those practices and you receive a certain amount of blessing, you become one of those attaining a little primordial awareness. When you progress even further, you become one of those obtaining a little control over primordial awareness. And finally, you become one of those obtaining perfect control over primordial awareness.
Oji Dadina Yamba Yindu Da Nikam Ravo Yeshi Yeshi Ni Tedao Ki Chazam Shikdaan Da Riri Riri Kam Ni Tisu Ravo Daan Kandi Kandi Tisu Yeran Daan Kandi Gongu Vari Sayaan Daan Da Gombi Gomtaan Di Chetar Gomba Nam Ye Songa Nam Da Yang Yen Ni Mar Shi Gogo Vari Se Da Dina Chisang Yang Da Ni Nang Yowo Di Da Dini Tela Tambu Kap Su Se Da Riri Mar Kap Sang Yang Yowari Di Tambu Ji Mantu We Che Da Li Dambu Wa Se Je Di Da Dambu Kap Yen Ding Ishi La Chong Zi Vapa Se Je Di Kumru Nyuan Ravu Yen Ding Samba Ishi La Chong Zi Hong Toba Se Je Di Kam Ravu Ni She Na Chi Chiram Gu Kam Na Yu Ding Cha Shama Chi Zangram Gu Kam Na Lep Di Yu Se Je Ni Aung Na Mar Yang Gu Ni Di Di Na Chi Da Jiva Di Ishi La Yang Dabar Hong Toba Se Je Di Da Zangram Gu Zangram Thambu Kap La Yer Jar Zang Yu Vari Oda Ni Di Na Chi Ni Da Dambu Di Dan Di Ni Mar Song Yang Gu
Now, the text continues by saying one should know what is stated about differentiating how they meditate and on what they meditate. So one should be able to differentiate these stages, to recognize them. Now, we have said that we actually make a division of different practitioners in those four stages. We start from beginners. From beginners, we move into the second stage, which is those who have attained a little primordial awareness. And then we move into the third stage, which is those obtaining little control over primordial awareness. And it is said that in this third stage, we have both practitioners who can be on the stage of generation, as well as other practitioners who are on the stage of completion. As for the last, the fourth stage, those obtaining perfect control over primordial awareness, this one describes practitioners who are well advanced on the completion stage.
Oji da din da shi shi da din nang ge dong bu li dong bu wa shi ji de da la dong bu ka su o da rong ge da la rong ge ma ji ge du da yu sa din ni chang chang ni ge jie rong ge chu ge tam ji ji da ngu ni zong ne ma ren ba jin de zo ba gong gu yu wa wa gong gu la den o jie rong dong bu ge gong ba ni zong di ji ge ro bi jing gu ro si da jing gu ro ba tam ji ne ji ge ye zang tang tang ji ge rong na gong ge lu yi de xie ma tu ni
Now, Wisdom by describing each one of these states, and it says, in the context of the first, a beginner must fully meditate on all the rites of the generation stage occurring in the sadhana. So very clearly what it says is that you open up your sadhana and you just follow the words. You have to follow all the rites that are described there. Further, all practitioners, from those first meditating on the generation stage up to but not including those capable of generating in an instant the clear appearance of all the elements of the course mandala, are called beginners. So you're a beginner from the first day you start meditating, and of course as you try to meditate you will not have clarity, you will not have stability, you will not be able to see the whole mandala with all the deities in that, and definitely you will not be able to cause it to appear instantaneously. But there is a brief moment where you come close to that, although you are within the course stage. As you gather familiarity with the practice, there will come a point where you can cause it, even for a second, to appear altogether, the whole mandala, the whole deities. But up until you reach that point, you're still called a beginner.
Chukyu tsuti nungu nungu la kap kap suma saradamna trendingi, saradamni. Saradamni yon, trendi yuna yon, samdi yuna charku yuna yon, thadi yanlok dong yanlok si, daa lhagu jigipana, shak dong shab dasu yanlok tsuku yuwari. Nyanlok si du, jigu shak dzugu dong, jigu shab gu, zago riri gu, la saradamna, dasu yon jing charma tungi, dinda yinba yindu, Yanlok, Nyanlok, Tamji, Tu Chigda, Sarjong, Nam Shina, Deon, Chertov, Denver, and Chertov, John, Jinji, La Sanyan, Sola, the Tershi, Maniwa, with two cups. That Jinji, the Du, the Jigo Juda, and you get Southern Shabi, then he heard that, what you that, then he Yanlok, and Yanlok, so that Chiguna, the Sul, and Chertovni. That Jinji, Gala, the Du,
Now we continue with the second one. It says, those attaining a little primordial awareness are capable of generating clear and stable appearance of all the main and secondary aspects all at once when visualizing the inestimable mansion and all the coarse deities arranged within it, but are not yet capable of doing that for the deities of the bases, such as Kshita Garbha and so on. So you continue by relying on your sadhana, and you read the description, and you visualize the mansion as well as the deities. From time to time, you can have a clear recollection of them. And it says you come into, if you're on the second level, you're at the point where you can visualize, eventually you come to the point where you can visualize all the main and all the secondary parts of the course deities. Now, what we mean by the main and the secondary parts of the deity? Main parts, for example, is the head, the body, the arms, the legs, and so forth. And as for secondary parts, if we take, for example, the arm, we're talking about the joints of the arm, we're talking about each one of the fingers of the arm. So this describes the main and the secondary things. If you can do that for the course deities, you're on this level. But still, you're not capable of generating the deities of the bases. And here when we talk about the bases, we talk the bases of the sense awareness. So for example, if you go into more detail, you would be able to generating the basis of the eye awareness as deity, the basis of ear awareness as deity. You have not reached that point yet. You cannot go into that detail.
Or did that in the way and do change it, ただ、ダンボ、リーダンボは、ニグ、モト、ゴムツラ、チェブリワリズ、ガリリズナ、リーダンボ、ダンボ、ゴムドゥナ、テンジャイン、ガンダ、ジュ、テンバラ、ジュ、ジュ、ゴムドゥナ、イシェンダウジ、ノ、ゴムゴウイワリワ、カザン、ジュ、ドンジグンボ、ツク、カバラ、テンソワナウジン、オジグ、ロムジェン、デサルダミ、ロングル、チャラディ、ロムジェン、チャルゴミ、リーダンボ、ウィカザ、ディン、ディン、
Then we mentioned here that you're at the point where you cannot still visualize all the deities of the bases of different types of awareness, and we don't only have the five sensory awareness, but also we have mental awareness added on that. So the full list would include six deities, those generated, generating the eyes as the deities, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the tactile sensation, and finally mental awareness. Now, we continue by setting the difference between the first two groups, those who are beginners and those who have attained a little primordial awareness. So it says there is a difference in the method of realizational meditation between beginners and those attaining a little primordial awareness, because beginners must meditate by visualizing the entire supporting mandala and supported deities slowly and in stages. So as we say, they rely on the sadhana, they recite the words slowly, and gradually they build up the visualization. Nothing is done all at once. It just happens slowly and gradually. But those attaining a little primordial awareness, they recall the course all at once. And after that, they must meditate by visualizing the subtle aspects, such as the deities of the bases in stages. So if you're a beginner, you cannot do anything instantaneously. Everything happens slowly and in stages. If you are someone who has attained a little primordial awareness, you can do the gross aspect instantaneously. But as for the deities on the basis, you have to do that gradually.
ラブラマシ、チンチジ、ラ、チャワナムジョン、ヤノニャノ、タムジ、トゥイチグ、サルジョン、テンバル、オダンチャルタバ、ジュダ、テニゾン、ティマンタンジョウジ、ダヤンダディ、イシーラ、ヨンタバラ、ホンバーシ、カビジワディ、ティマトゥコングバーシネダ、イシーラ、ヨンタバ、イシーラ、ヨンタバ、ヨンタバ、
Now we come to the description of the third group. So it says those attaining a little control over primordial awareness are all those who are capable of generating clear and stable appearance of the coarse aspect all at once, as well as the main and secondary aspects of the subtle deities of the basis, up to, but not including, those capable of obtaining perfect control. So you see, in this description again, we have, let's say, the beginning of that stage and the end of that stage. And it says you stop that stage just before you have attained perfect control, which is actually the next level. And it is said that for those obtaining a little control over primordial awareness, both the generation and completion stage exist.
ジュ、テラ、マニョバ、チョセン、ヨバ、シュチバ、ティラ、ジゴ、ユワ、ユンドゥ、ワジュン、タングランバ、マンボンダウジ、ヤンタン、ジゴミ、テラ、ソン、ユバ。アダン、サンバンディ、ヘムニネザン、タンサン、ソソル、チョマグユバ、ソン、ニャジャガレラ、ジュン、モタク、ゴツネダ、サルタン、ゴツバニ、ジュ、ゴンテンダウ、マンボシ、マンボ、マシーバ、チェテブリーシー、
Now, the text continues by saying that when one reaches this level, since it is said that it is not necessary to differentiate the sessions and post-sessions, it is permissible to do a single generation each day without engaging multiple meditation sessions, newly activating the realization of oneself as being the deity. So up to prior to this point, one would have to engage on this multiple generation process. So one would have to have a number of sessions every day and newly generate oneself as being the deity. And the reason for that is because we want to avoid, up to this point, we want to avoid having too long sessions. Because if you're having too long sessions, it is possible that the mind would get, would lose enthusiasm, might start getting a bit bored, distracted, and so forth. That's the reason why we have a lot in short sessions. But it says, if you reach at this particular point, which is the third stage, it is permissible to just do one single self-generation at the beginning of the day, the first session, let's say, and that would carry you out through the day, because you don't need anymore to make the distinction between sessions and post-sessions. Now, there is one note here that it says, just by reaching this stage, the stage of generation is not consummated, because we have a quotation here from the stages of mantra. Now, when we talk about the stage of generation, it is important to look at it. It's interesting to look at it from the point of view of having a fully qualified generation stage, having a proper generation stage, then having a stable generation stage, and then finally having a consummated generation stage. So it says, if you're at this level, at the third level, you have a proper generation stage and you do have stability, but you're not finished yet. It's not consummated. You still have practices within the generation stage. So, as I said, when we look at the generation stage, we look at it from the point of view of being a fully qualified generation stage. And then the second thing that we examine is whether or not one has reached stability in that generation stage. And the definition of that is that you have stability on the generation stage if, according to your own wish, you are capable to remain in equipoise for a period of 6 hours uninterrupted. So, if you take the 24 hours, you divide it in four portions, the definition says you should be able to stay, according to your wish, in equipoise for 1/4 of the day, and then arise according to your wish. Now, you still have not completed the generation stage. You have not consummated. You just have the stability. Now, when we look at this definition of having attained stability on the generation stage, you see that it's actually giving us a reference on the way to attain calm abiding. If you're capable of holding your mind concentrating on a focal object for 6 hours, from the point of sutra, this is described as having the ability, which is described as calm abiding. Now, as we said, this is not consummated yet. One needs to continue further. And you have completed the generation stage if, according to your wish, you are capable to remain in meditation for months or years, according to your wish. So if you say, I'm starting now my meditation session and I decide, it's my wish to remain for an X number of months or for a year, and if you're capable of doing that, then you have completed, you have consummated the generation stage.
Then
we come to the last group of this, which had to do. Right, it is said that. Where's the full control? Am I missing that? It is said that one part of obtaining a little control over primordial awareness is the completion stage, and obtaining perfect control over primordial awareness is reaching the higher levels of completion stage. That was not it. Sorry. Alright, so I have here that if one has attained the state of complete control over wisdom, it is said that one has reached the high level of completion stage. Now, from this point onwards, we start talking about the objects of abandonment of the generation stage. And Rinpoche again was quoting this verse from Laban Cherba, which says, "Bless me to be able to overcome ordinary appearances and grasping at those ordinary appearances." So this will be the actual objects of abandonments, but we can look at that tomorrow. So we have a bit of time for questions and answers.
So, excuse me if I read the question. Why are visualization ability and primordial awareness related? What is the relationship between an increased level of attainment of primordial awareness and an ability to more completely visualize the inestimable mansion and its deities? That is, why can you visualize more completely as your level of primordial awareness increases?
All right, so in all these levels, the four levels that we were describing, actually their names, they contain the term primordial awareness, yeshe. You either have a little bit, or you have more of it, or you have full control of it. And how does your power of visualization, how is it directly related to your primordial awareness? How having primordial awareness makes you visualize more clearly? Is that your question? Rinpoche la tena la ngano su rinpa duruwa tena la rinpa mintrawa shiyo re sa te peche sana ta le tamboa te ma se ta koran su yeshe la chunse baba yeshe la wang toba yeshe la di wang sopar toba di yeshe la di susu yu na la yobe yeshe di rinpe rinpe shuk cheru drone ta ngano su sel dawe ki nupa ya Shuk chenpo chogi dukes, min dukes. Re la dindra yeshe yeshe mambu lasong. Chinsen karina.
Re da yeshe zidu dindra ka ju chenam gombo kap ka samgu shiwa di samgu shiwa la charang ni yuwa re di nige naani o ju da yeshe shiwa dhamonda wo dindra chila ngu zang. De la yang ju da zharam dama sona, thumsen dama sona, thumsen tambu kap, niwa kap, sambu kap, jiva kap, o da di
Urshi was saying that if we look at the mental awareness, we can make the division between grosser levels of mental awareness and more subtle levels of mental awareness. When we talk about this primordial awareness, this yeshe yeshe, that is mentioned in these levels, it is the subtle part of your mental awareness. And as we progress along the path, we see that the strength of that increases. Right? It increases gradually.
She
was looking at and explaining at the second term that has those attaining a little primordial awareness. The actual words in Tibetan is those to whom a little primordial awareness is descending, right? And we have another expression, when someone becomes a medium and channels another being, a higher being, this is also called as having the deity descending upon one, right? And again, we use a similar term where primordial awareness is descending upon the medium. And when this happens initially, you see that there is not enough of primordial awareness, so there's not enough of that other higher consciousness that descends upon that being. They spend maybe a number of months or maybe the first year of being in a state where they cannot really communicate very clearly. Something, you can see that something is happening to them, some change, some transformation, but they cannot really communicate, they cannot express the deity. There's only a small amount of primordial awareness that falling onto them. And then after the first year goes by, they can start verbalizing, right? So they can speak on behalf, they become a channel. And later on they become a clear, let's say a clear oracle or, you know, a clear channel.
Able to predict.
So
able to predict that. For an example.
Yanabachala dingano so yeshe dinte shuk cheru thawa ina rimbe kale kale rimbe ki shuk cheru drowa ina sel dawe ki nupaya shuk cheru droge do yes shelia kanta tena la yobe khlam jawa sel dawe ki nupaya ra
nori
sem ki nupa dita yeshe da sel dawe ki nupa konsu nyam tu yarge droge do yes teni parla drowa do yes min do yes
nori da sel dawe se ni de ji samlu non la mupa di zon da
And Now, as for the power of visualization, right? Ramshi was saying that you see that what you're doing, the base, what you do is you follow the words of the sadhana, and according to the description that you have there, you try to create this visualization of the nestable mansion and then the deities within that. And you try, you know, you put your effort and see how much of that I can recollect, how much of that I can create, how much of that I can hold with my mind without allowing the mind to be distracted and so forth. What happens, we use all these terms, the primordial awareness, they refer to the actual beings, to the actual beings of primordial awareness that descend. Ramsha was saying you have a visualization and you have the actual beings, and you have to, we say, they fall a little bit and then you're gaining slowly, you're gaining control, you come to the point of having perfect control. It describes this process of the thing that you have visualized and the actual being actually coming together, merging, and coming to the point of being totally mixed, inseparable, like water and milk would be mixed together. There is actually a lot of effort and a lot of training that goes into this process. And Rosha was saying that it's very similar to trying to make making a cup of milk sweet tea, right? So how you do that? First of all, you boil your water, you put your tea bags in that, and you have the black tea. And after that, you start adding the sugar and you start adding the milk. But when you first pour the milk in your cup of tea, they're not necessarily mixed. So what you do is you take the spoon and you stir it around until it mixes well, you know, thoroughly through that. So this is what is happening through those stages as well. You try to completely mix the two together. Okay, Michael.
In this context to this question, I have now understood it's a kind of exercising for reaching out that one merges with the deity which is existing there. Is this a correct image, firstly? And secondly, then very often in these visualizations we ask the guru for blessings, that he helps us in this blessing. What kind of role would be there the asking for the blessings of the guru?
And so the question was that you understand from what we just said that in a sense we are reaching out in order to come closer to the deity which is out there.
Yeah.
And first of all, you're asking if this is a correct understanding. And the second is that usually we ask for the blessing of the guru. And what exactly would be the blessing? In what form would the blessing come in this occasion? And I'm going to say, the kavla, ngarozo the kerem ki kavla, ngarozo the kare jondar che ya dravuchi res. Yan jorda jondar che dan de ngune chine kandu e nasta hla kora chilo la yo pata ngarozo ngune dinre beche chene hla ta tha nyebo droe ki jondar res. Di takta res marves.
Ori te yengi varwa. Ki ne Mazumara Yondola Jihava Nyimba Ton Husi Nyimba Sidi Zongo Davati Nyimba Yingu Yuari Di Nyimba Nyimba Sidi Sudi Ji Lami Yena Chiram Gumya Ji Rango Gumya Hadi Kosong Tuxum Don Rango Lungo Yasum Niga Tang Nyiri Ton Yago Da Jondar Chi Indini.
To the first part of the question, Rosh says, yeah, more or less this is what it is all about. And this is why we also use the term approximation retreat. And although we might have approximation retreat where all we want to do is to, you know, count a few mantras and amass the necessary number of mantras, this is not the real meaning of approximation retreat. The real meaning of approximation retreat is trying to see your body, your speech, and your mind coming closer to that of the divine body, speech, and mind. So it fits this description of training from our own side in order to eliminate this distance between ourselves and the deity. Yang Rinpoche la te kawla tanga ronso di lame jinlab naro chiz dinte shuya mulam shuya ki mulam yores te kawla lama jinlab kare kare nang yores
mari da shen la se ji tsu ni war wa shen se ji dan la se ji ni war shen se ji di da la yin na lama yin na di o ji ze ze jan am di mara ji yon den ge chan do tin da yin ding la se di na Sir Tony Bojan, Rongo, Samtena, Sir Himneda, Samgun, Margo Nitr Tida Mandrava, or that Jerja Vandavutila, love us, young people.
Now, when we talk about blessing, if we look at the actual word in Tibetan, it's made up of two syllables, Jin Lab. The first syllable, Jin, it can be translated as something that is issued forward, something that is bestowed. And you have to understand this within the context of addressing maybe your Lama or maybe the deity and requesting for qualities. They are the ones that will issue forward qualities. And as for the lab, the second syllable is a part of the word also palap, which means the wave. So it's a wave of qualities, a wave of things that we want to receive. And we need to have a wave of energy coming into us because the way that our current state of mind is not satisfactory. So we need to have this wave to help us completely change and turn around those things. So when we ask for a blessing, this is what we're asking for.
Oggi da di gronga dwa dwa na je jondre yingi waro ape na ji tu je tele ji gibe ji a ge jondre di ji na dini jondre thar shan zon na da lak ji to ya ji waro pe ti na je sa gom bi jondre ji sa gom bi jondre de la yong ju ni ka tong bo ni wa sam ba ji dini ti ji da ce long an de wo jong ya la da dini yu tin de wo tong dini da lak ji de to ya tin na yong gu waro
Rinpoche was saying, you know, it's really as you say, it's some sort of training. Now, suppose you want to be qualified as a teacher, you know that you would have to gradually go through different stages of education, and at the end you would have to have your exam that will qualify you to go out and teach in a classroom. So similar thing happens here. You know, you want to see yourself as being the deity, so you go through different stages of meditation, and gradually you train yourself to do that. You go through the first, the second, the third stage, then you have your big exam, and then you qualify to probably meditate on the deity.
Yamenda can you see Gumara, Dr. Tinda, you know that the needy Gumjusina. That Gumjosa would talk with the talk with Chanjan Jumata Samarwa, Dinani, Gumjab. Then you Koranga, Yamenda, you Gumya, the Juda Yamenda got you renumbering with the Naji Gungu, you are. Did Yinji, Lama Jabatuzuna, Mo Ishila, so on, Nanja, Mo Tombany Tabo Ishiga, Ranja, Jango, renumber Shadiva, the Naji Gungu, Rida. ते जितवाजे लोंगो माटो बाजी जि तंदु संजिंग ग रन न जि जुमर तिने जि गुम न ताते यों जु करिस गो जु निचें द वो थम न द तिनी टकु चांग चांग यन दु रजें जि गुम जगा यन दु न नि सर थक दे न द यो मा त बाजी तिनी तवे बुदि न द गंडी यों गंदु से दि न ते गोंगे यो ते जी री नंबर डो थों यों गंदु दी नॉन इस चलवा थों थों को मंदु गिस होते आदि चुरान नोर दीवारी रा मोनी वागो नंबर डो गो गोया यो आमारी तुम्हाने तब इसी का रंजन जेंग जी नाम की इंजातों नॉन जे थविया में दिंगी को तिंडा का री नंबर गोंगो वरी ऐसे होते शनि तिंडा गोमने
And there was, as I was saying, there's an anecdotal story here that you might find that is relevant to this particular point that we are discussing. There was one of the disciples, one of the students of Aryanagarjuna, and he came to be known by the name, the one with the horns. Now, this was a particular meditator that had received some instruction before on how to meditate on Yamantaka, and he went up in an isolated place. He found a small cave, and he stayed there to do his retreat. And as you know, as he was manifesting, visualizing the aspect of Yamantaka,
he was given the text by Nagarjuna. His mind was quite well exercised in meditation before, but after meeting Nagarjuna, Nagarjuna gave a text to meditate on Yamantaka.
So as he was sitting there, he was meditating, he was visualizing himself in the aspect of the deity, and the deity is actually having a set of horns at the head. And he, as he stayed there, and the cave was a small cave, and he had a small opening, after some time, the meditator started experiencing some problem, because he thought he couldn't come in and out of the cave without his horns coming against the wall of the cave. So he thought, you know, this is becoming a really big problem, this is really uncomfortable, and he went down the hill to meet his teacher. So he went to meet Aryanagarjuna, and Aryanagarjuna said, you know, how is your meditation progressing? He said, meditation's fine, clear appearance is fine, I only have this problem with the horns.
I cannot come in and out of the opening of the cave
with my horns. And then, of course, Aryanagarjuna reminded him that they are in the aspect of primordial awareness. They're not material, they're not real horns, they're not like the horns of any other animal. It's just in the nature of primordial awareness. And with that instruction, he returned and the problem subsided.
Rimshela, when once one has become familiar with the sadhana, is it permissible to do the visualization without the words, but rather like creating a video in one's mind, a movie as you move through?
So after one has developed familiarity with the sadhana, is it right to abandon the words, not to rely on them, but just create one's own, as if to say, one's own video? In one's DVD. Rinpoche la da le tambo ayina suzu da drupta tsikta tene suzu selta ogres. Ina yantes kansam shine ta suzu gom ta nyamnyon sawa ina tsikla ma tuba ki kokab yon sigire vest ne suzu devanan shin ta sheria kan ta tena lahla yo bada Soso video soya na sintinres yon sigire vest
te yon sigire va ki garise go li dambo kala tsu chang chang go mara ti ngon ne mara ni kalton chua na je lo gen gon ji ye na te ga je ge ya la ma tong ji ji ba ji la ten ni ya rong ta ba ye na ji rong ta ba ge ni ya che ka ji ba ten na yu ding ji de rong la yu ding ni ga tsa na o ji ya rong tong ni o da ten ra na jeng ge nam ji na mar ji ni wa di che re song ge ten ni mar tsu la tu ma gu ya ye ngo ni gom sa tsu de ma ju ba ji
Ursa says, yes, of course it is possible to do that. You should be able to do that after some training. We gave the example the other day of an old person who cannot stand on their own feet, but rather they need to rely on the help and the support they get from a walking stick. As a beginner, your walking stick is those words of the sadhana. You rely on those. You cannot just build up your own visualization. You cannot go ahead as you like. But the more you continue with familiarity with this process, then the whole thing becomes mental. It's not any more reading. It's not any more reciting. It's a mental. It happens on the mental level.
Now on cognitive transfer, I think we intend the main generation stage because it is not pervasive that the generation stage meditates on any of the compatible aspects of birth, death, and intermediate stage. That is because the reason is not so clear. That is because yoga prior to union with the Nourish Council do not meditate on any of the compatible aspects of the three, birth, death, and intermediate stage. So usually in a sadhana, you meditate on
Vipraya before entering the meditation and knowledge and so on. So here it seems to say the opposite.
Right, so the question was about this particular passage that we have on page 19, where Nawam Pelvin makes a comment on that definition we have of the generation stage. He says, I think probably he intends to say the main generation stage, because it is not pervasive that a generation stage meditate on any of the compatible aspects of birth, death, and intermediate state, and that is because the first reason that is given is yoga prior to union with a knowledge concert do not meditate on any of the compatible aspects of the three, birth, death, and intermediate state. And the question is that usually in the sadhana you would have definitely have meditation on compatible with the three aspects prior to reaching the point where you are describing the union with a concert. So how could that be? So let me just find this point. I have the definition here. Lemochenade kuran kerem ki tseni shane tema ta di kare pension lo san chu gi ge sen ki sumba ni kerem ki zola gonsam nyam tes kerem yena ke shin po tu sumbo jirek ta namba tumbar gombe ma chabe chir jigma du chawa man chi gi nenjur nam Keshi bardo sum kangrun tang namba tumbar gom mayim pechis yinna yang chirtan dina la chuktana la tuwa yina di rigma chawa menche ki rimba mindrawa yores rimba tenso inchi minji di kare keshi bardo sum tang koransu namba tumwa ike gom kongi yores ta dinre ta de tes de majores
ori ta rigman de jeva menchi si ta te yenchi yar ja te menchi go ju da ju gar se go ta te menchi na bar ji de yu ku min ro zang go diva da ya da de ni da ju choba bu ya non chu bu ya din ra yu ar wa o ju ta te su ran ba di ju ma ma ba na jong ya go ji wa ran ba de ni ba du ran ba
Rinpoche says, I think that it refers to these parts of the sadhana, for example, where we're making the inner offerings. And when you do, this is a stage that is prior to concerting, to uniting with the concert, right? And when you do, for example, you're blessing the inner offerings, there's no meditation that is in accordance with any of the three stages, right? So in general, in the sadhana, meditation on the three, bringing the three bodies, would comes before. Yeah, ina yon mo chila chirtan chiawa ina drupthagi tumtragi tis rimba tambo niba tis ngapu di tangaron so kare kusum lamtu kerwai ki gomi oresa. Chetsanga di regma chawai ki menche ki rimba chigres. Chirtan chena.
When they say union with the knowledge concept, do they mean the instant self-generation just at completely at the beginning of the sadhana, after the prayer to the lineage lama? Or does that, because after that you have the Trikaya meditation, right? So if union with knowledge concern is completely at the beginning, then, but that doesn't qualify for a Trikaya meditation.
So the question now is, like, this union with a concert, does it describe the initial self-generation, instantaneous self-generation, as deity with concert?
Because then the Trikaya would be after
So then the three kaya will be after that. Rinpoche la di ngaro su tambu ne di chikchar ki hla keya, hla yang ta yung di chore yorwa. Dindri hla ke ne te jele ngaro su di kusum lam tu kerwa ki gom yongre. Di te kavla di rigma tang jariya ki kadu res, tambu tambu ne res, jele res.
Dindri da kurangu sambu nangla ji yigi tha yamin ni ga che yang din na ti kap di rig man de che ba ri sam gi wa ba te yang gi wa ma ri che la yamin ni ga di pe na sam di ba yan la sam ji sun ni wa ri ba tam bo yamin ni ga di chi di yin nin khur sam ji tam ba di chi gu gi wa ri ba ta zo ga tam bo tam bo ja yin kong chi ja yin kong jin na di na la sam ji sun ni wo yang zo chi te jian gu ri jian cha si te ni li jian cha si ji wo zin chuo de ma bo chi di yugu yugu ni yamin ni gi Sony Shinji Labajivari, Timinchini, Timinchi, then it in Chobadon, not Chobadon, or you that, then it's on the other thing that you are in the Menchi Jingua. Layaman, you got Chibas, I'm not human to Chiba Yingua.
Now, in this occasion where it says the stages prior to being in union with the consort does not refer to the first moment where you might do an instantaneous generation. So, if you look at it, for example, if we take as example Guhya Samaja, what you have to do is, first of all, you have to visualize the inestimable mansion, and then you have to visualize 32 deities within that. You start by visualizing the main couple, which is the main deity with consort, and then around that you have to have the entourage of the other 30 deities. But this is not this initial generation we are talking about, this term, right? Because following that, you have to establish the Supreme Victory Mandala, then you have to establish Supreme Victory activities. And after that, you go into a phase where you're actually blessing the secret space, the secret areas of the male deity and its consort. And this is the point that is described by the term union with the consort. But before that stage, you are doing activities such as offering praise and blessing offerings and things like that. So in these activities, you do not do meditation on the three kayas.
To generate oneself, generating an inestimable mansion and the deities of support, usually in the sadhanas you have to take the three bodies into the path.
Right, so the question is even before generating inestimable mansion and deities, prior to that, one has to do meditation on bringing the three kayas into the path. Ngarazu di kusum lam tu kerwores. Chet sanga lam kusum lam tu kerwa di ta kadu yinayam menchires, mumares.
De mari, yayin kong maji kong a yugin guna, tsoxian don, teni song kuru guna, tsu yuaro. Song kuru guna, tsana, teni jongaji chungurji, teni yayin kong chi gugur. Yugin guna, kasum lamchir ganoni, chava chukujirwa lamchir dombo di yugin guna yuari, te dembari di. Lamchir shamaniga.
It's not like that, because actually when we talk about bringing the three bodies into the path, there is only the first part of that meditation that precedes this visualization that we're saying. Actually, prior to generating the inestimable mansion, you have to meditate on the will of protection. Prior to that, you can say that you do the first part of bringing the Dharma body into the path as a similitude of death. So it's only the first part of this meditation, but the other two, where you bring the enjoyment and the emanation body as aspects of the bardo and rebirth, only happen after you have established the inestimable mansion and the deities, and you have done a number of activities. So two of this meditation, they happen after.
Or that ジョージュケナムジュリティチェサネテニソンコルントモウソンコルテニトモマイムソンコルテニジョージチョンコルテニジャインコンチジャインコンゴビスヤンリノンクチョンコルナラセネテニジェドルジンザバンジャブルチバカプティワルドランクチルワナムチェジテニジツクヨワテニチェマニギチチワノンクチワチクンチルワナムジュリティチュシェルダワニマドリオノチワンズジェバディナメマミデンジタンデランニンデブドルジンザバシ ジュシーやな、コムドテのシャルグ、シャルグ、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな、ジュシーやな
So, for example, if we look at the practice of Yamantaka, if this is what you're following, first of all, you would have the appearance of the hand symbol, and then you would recite the mantra Om Shunyata, and so forth. And it is indeed at this point where you bring the Dharma, an aspect compatible to the Dharma body into the path, similar to death. But then you don't proceed by bringing the other three bodies. Following that, you have to meditate on the will of protection, and then you have the general will of protection, and then the specific will of protection. Then you purify the ground. Then you do the. Then you establish the inestimable mansion, right? And then you continue from that point onwards, visualizing the deities and so forth. Then eventually that comes to the point where you do the, bringing the second body into the path, which will be bringing an aspect similar to the enjoyment, to the enjoyment, the complete enjoyment body as a similitude of the bardo. And then later on, when you come to the verses where you start describing how you build up the seat on the moon and the sun, on the sun mandala, I appear myself as the deity in this and this aspect, from that point onwards we bring the three body into the path. So you have to understand in which context this menche, this prior is. Yes, but the union of wisdom concert is the point where you're blessing the secret place of father and mother. It does not appear as actual words within the Yamantaka sadhana, but it does appear as actual words in the practice of Buddha Samaj.
Morita,
we stop here.